So my oldest friend, a fellow named Craig Bohannon, I think we're 4 or 5 days apart, our birthdays. We were buddies in the playpen. My mother was a Dustin wife, and his mother was a Bohannon wife, and the wives had to work. And so we were put together just for convenience of daycare, I suppose. And we've known each other for forever. And Craig became a photographer and entrepreneur and a writer, and a good one, I think. And he had an idea that he would, for a price, photograph an old person, your grandfather or whoever, and interview and write up the story and produce it all framed up as a portrait photograph, a high quality portrait photograph, and the story beside it, and you could hang it on the wall. And that was, you know, we in the arts kind of try to figure out how to make a living at it, and that was one of attempts. And the interesting thing was, he did it for a few. He did it for free, I think, for Joe Cornett, and for his neighbors, to try it out. And he decided not to do it all of a sudden before he got very far. And he didn't want to talk about why. So I don't know. But my guess is that these things got pretty personal, and there was probably some relative who didn't like what he read. That's my guess. And so that's the story here. Now, Joe Cornett graduated from high school with my father. And he was always a go-getter. Dad said that he remembers Joe promoted boxing matches during recess at Hopkinton High School. And Joe Cornett took very good care of me when I came back here in the early 70s. And he had the only wallet I have ever seen that was in two pieces. The amount of cabbage in that wallet, he ran the flea market, of course, and he was one of New Hampshire's earliest auctioneers. I went to his auctions as early as a 12-year-old. I remember the first thing I bought at the Joe Cornett auction was a small copy of The Lone Wolf, picture which hung on so many bedroom walls all around the country here, and one hung on mine. And I bought it with a cheap mirror for a quarter at a Joe Cornett auction, and I remember I was riding a bicycle. I must have been certainly under driving age. Anyhow, when I came back here for a while, I made my living at Joe Cornett's flea market, and I learned a lot and picked up my tools there for the hand-hewing business. And he was very good to me. Joe cashed my checks. And he didn't have to, but I think he remembered the family connection. I'm sure he did. And he'd take his wallet out in a very careful way so that the wallet didn't fall off of the money, because it was in two pieces. Anyway, this is Craig Bohannon's transcription of Joe Cornett's story, and it goes like this.
All right.
Are you going to do this as a recording?